Hello, and welcome to the FPS Podcast Series. This is podcast number 58, The Gage Report 2024. My name is Todd Hatherly, and I'm the Director of Programming for Federal Publication Seminars. We are a leader in federal government contract training and professional development for the past 60 years. And every year, Federal Publication Seminars trains thousands of businesses, federal agencies, and individuals on legal, regulatory, and compliance and accounting nuances found in the federal regulations through nationwide classrooms and online and in-house sessions. These podcasts are a small sampling of important content you, as a contracting professional, can expect from attending an FPS program. Whether it's in person or online, live or on demand, you cannot find another source with the breadth and depth of experience, knowledge, and content anywhere. So please visit us at fedpubseminars.com for more information, as well as check out our new OnePass subscription.
Hello, everyone. I was thinking back on how we got started with the Gage Report, and we've had such a great 2023 survey. Here we are, early March of 2024, and we're putting out our 2024 survey. And this isn't, you know, our first rodeo. We've been doing this for 7 years, since May of 2017. Fran Craig, who introduced Kim Koster and I, Kim is here with me. We were both at a Uninet Champions Conference moons ago, like I said, and introduced in 2017. And we thought about doing a GovCon market analysis report. But of course, we had to do a survey of the market analysis. So there's a lot of behind the scenes that go into putting together the Gage report. And we're here to tell you a little bit about that. And also, we want you to fill out our 2024 survey. But Kim and I hit it off the ground right away as we first met and got moving on what the Gage was and what the survey would be. So our first report was at the end of 2017, kind of in that last quarter. The Gage is an acronym. You know, we are in government contracting, so we have chapters within the report. It's quick and easy to read, so don't think of it as a long chapter. But it stands for government compliance is our G, our accounting is A, and utilization is the U, growth is G, and efficiency is E. And it has just taken off so well. Every year we get more people to understand about our report. Kim's going to explain to you a little bit more about why people like it.
Well, when we were also dreaming this up, I love that we came up with the idea to make the report evergreen. So we always wanted to have somebody pull it out of their desk drawer or look at it on a PDF and see information, tips, tricks, and other learnings on topics that were relevant. And those topics that we picked have been relevant year over year. So we've done things like budgeting, forecasting, internal controls. We did how we work as we were coming in and out of the pandemic. And we continue to find ways to use the data to really help the market. So in 2023, we did something very different. We took a slice of the data and we targeted that to SMB. And we actually named it as an insight, fueling the GovCon industry. So it was great. We used that then to help small businesses. And we presented that information in a different way so that they really would get information they needed to be more competitive. So, Christine, you know, a lot of people ask us, you know, why do we do the report? So what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think they're crazy at first because they probably see how much goes into it. I think for both of our companies, for Uninet and Cohen Resnick, we love to give back to the market that we serve and we do business with. The customers and the prospects, you know, need a tool to measure themselves. A lot of people ask me, what is benchmarking? Kind of like, well, I think it's obvious, but you need to see what other companies are doing and continuously, you know, owners and CFOs, all of the C-suite are always asking, well, what are other companies doing to be successful? What resources are they utilizing, you know, to really make the recipe happen within their business? Companies also want to understand what the challenges are and drive solutions to those challenges. So we try to show that in the report, even though in government contracting, a lot of things stay the same, things do change too. So this type of information helps, you know, companies drive changes in their products and their services and, you know, for their current and future customers. So I think there's a lot of benefit for why you would want to use this report and why it's evergreen to keep continuing to pull it out of your desk or, you know, leave it on your desk and refer to it.
So you were talking about change. So what do you think the biggest change has been in the last 7 years since we started doing the report in the GovCon industry overall?
Well, GovCon market, it's very attractive if you understand it. They're reliable. I mean, the customer is reliable. You know, they pay more frequent, faster. It's a steady flow of money. And most of these contracts are multi-year and large size contracts. The biggest change that came out really was the pandemic. And you have a lot of government workers that are working at home, in addition to the government contractors who couldn't work at home. So really, this was a pivotal moment, obviously, to many industries, but it helped bubble up those challenges that we have working with the federal government, created opportunities with respect to hiring people and gaining that talent all over the country, depending not, you know, so, and it wasn't predicated on really where your physical workplace is. So I think it really helped expand and spread the wings for government contractors to find a lot more people and the government to understand that, hey, we need to hire different types of people and then figure out every government contractor and the federal government working on and improving their technology, because technology was the way that so many companies got through COVID, improving access to their business systems, engaging, communicating, and of course, HR support across the board. And each one of our reports really touch on so much of this. So the labor market and the access to different people in different geographies, Kim, I think is a big thing that helped government contractors continue to support the federal government.
Yeah, and I think that those were very important. That was a very pivotal time. And I think we've got a very pivotal time also coming up. AI is going to make a huge splash in the government contracting space, and it already is. You know, companies are looking to have more success executing their projects. They have more compliance responsibilities. They need to look at their data and make sure that their data is correct so that they can anticipate what kind of contracts they want to win, and then making sure that's the right kind of business. So these pressures that government contractors are facing, they're pretty normal. We've been facing those for a very long time. And to me, this is exactly where artificial intelligence can start to help them meet their challenges and gain that competitive advantage. But as quickly as they're going to get those tools, they also have to make sure that they're realizing that there's a lot of groundwork that goes into having AI within your company. You know, there's policies and procedures. You've got to make sure that you're using it correctly. And you also have to make sure that the data that you're using is correct. Because if you have bad data, just like when we were doing always the KPI stuff with the BI tools, if you have bad data, you're not going to get good analytics. The same thing here. The AI tools won't get the learning that they actually need. So, Christine, I was reading an article recently that said AI may even be used to help us make sure that you are CMMC compliant. So I think that's absolutely huge. There's just so many opportunities here with AI. And Christine, you know, we envisioned making this for the GovCon market and making it accessible to everybody. Who do you think it really helps the most?
We do focus each one of our themes to make sure that it covers the broad base of government contractors. So that's why I'll answer it small or large organizations. So if you're not small, you know, you're considered large, even if you are medium. You know, the C-level company management, in addition to project managers and everybody below that in functional areas of finance, accounting, project management, they all benefit. We have talked to so many people where this report will fit each one of them in a different way. Over the years, the report has really matured and captured a wide band of companies. So we really appreciate you all for filling out the survey. 2023 was our best, where we had 50% of the respondents, or about 46% actually, over the 25 million mark, and then the other half underneath the 25 million mark. And really 13% of that 46% were over 250 million in revenue. So when they're answering the questions and when you see our answers, you know that that's very relevant to have a good mix of the audience. We break it up into the revenue band. So you're going to see when you look at the report, if you haven't seen it before, it's easy for readers to see themselves because we've broken it down in these five revenue bands. We also slice the data by National American industry codes, full-time equivalents. We like to surprise you where we kind of try to break it up. The year that we did our workforce, reimagining how we work, we broke things up into numbers of people.
Well, okay. So you have to tell me, what is your favorite report over the years?
Well, it's interesting that said that. I know what yours is. I didn't tell you what mine is yet, but mine is 2020 when we did leveraging technology to optimize your business, because in that, we put checklists behind every single section about how your timesheet system should work. What should you be looking when you're picking a timekeeping system or when you're implementing a project management system like you like, Kim? So I really love that checklist. And I just think leveraging technology to optimize your business was really enjoyable to do. And I think we're going to touch on that again in 2024. What about you?
Well, let me just say something about that 2020, because I actually loved it also, because the one thing that we said was the best way to use technology is to run your business better. Okay. And I think that's huge. So, okay. My favorite was 2023. As you can imagine, that forecasting topic is very near and dear to me, and it affects every single company. Forecasting is hard. So many moving parts, so many different touches in creating a forecast. And I think that we really portrayed the complexity, how important forecasts actually are, the frequency. And I think we did that in a way that companies could really see and understand where if they made changes in certain types of forecasts, like pipeline, that was huge. It was very important, but people didn't think it was very accurate. So, that gives you an immediate answer to, hey, I'm going to concentrate now on making my pipeline forecast more accurate so that I can figure out how to grow my business. So, that was definitely my favorite. And Christine, what do you think we'll be covering in the future? What is your passion for this year?
So this year's passion that you and I have really been brainstorming is talking about gaining efficiencies in your business and then finding those efficiencies to make yourself more compliant. So drive efficiency, navigate compliance. We just really see that that's, how is that balance going to happen? Because we're all feeling it this year. And like you mentioned, AI will be the topic for years to come. And we've had AI already all these past years. We're using AI to help us every day, but I think it's top of mind. So AI will be a topic for years to come and streamlining that overall acquisition process. So we always want to make this report relevant to the times. And so as we've been developing the 2024 survey, which we want you guys to fill out, you'll see where we change some of the questions to ask about AI and tools that you're using in your business. Kim, I know for the next couple of months, we'll be working on the survey answers. So if you would get that in by April 15th, if you haven't received a link, reach out to either FedPubs or one of us, and we'll make sure that you're getting the link, but the link will be available too with FedPub.
And I just want to say, without you guys filling out the survey, we don't have this report. So we definitely need you to help inform the industry.
Thank you, Christina and Kim, for the great insights into the 2024 Gauge report. If you'd like to participate in that, please let us know by sending us a note at fedpubseminars.com or contact either Cone Resnick or Uninet at their websites. And we will certainly get you that link. But hurry, you have till April 15th to get that survey completed. As a reminder, the 2024 Gauge report will come out this fall, and we hope that you have an opportunity to download that when it's available. In the meantime, stay safe and read the FAR.